All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way monologue. This is interesting. I looked at this and I even did a little research. But let me start by saying it's a given in life that stupid stuff happens. It just does. There's stupid people all around us who will do stupid stuff, and the only thing that can keep them in check is for other folks to point out stupidity and stop enabling it. So yesterday, I've watched the video of so-called pro-Palestinian protesters, led by none other than the allegedly pro-feminist group Code Pink, as they vandalized Lafayette Square Park across from the White House. I mean, y'all, my gosh. They sprayed graffiti on historic monuments. They assaulted police officers. They carried fake bloody heads of the president. They demanded that Biden resign from office immediately and that Israel be forced to somehow end its war on Hamas terrorists. What absolute chumps. Where do they find these people? But the fact is, they did all of it with complete impunity. Nobody told them no. There were no arrests. There was no arrival of anti-riot police to enforce the existing laws. Nobody was held to account for the damage to the park whatsoever. The whole thing was like some weird display in the theater of the absurd. All right, so if you're not familiar with theater of the absurd, I don't blame you. It's not just a phrase, it's a real thing. It's supposedly an art form. Frankly, it sounds depressing, even nihilistic, as it abandons hope in its portrayal of the world. It does. Theater of the absurd is a real thing, though. It was known as a dramatic movement, a socially purposed form of live theater. Basically, it was a play with no other purpose except to portray that, quote, man's quest for meaning and truth is a futile endeavor. Wow. So theater of the absurd, it started in the wake of World War II and it lasted roughly 45 years. If you read up on it via some of the more lofty artsy reviews and lesson plans, it will sound as if the arts world, you know, eventually moved on to greater things. In my view, it's likely that they moved on because there was no audience. I mean, people can only go so far into hearing that there's no hope and woe is me and why should I try before they turn away from it. In my view, it's more likely that the so-called theater of the absurd faded off into obscurity because the world just quit enabling the moody, self-absorbed productions that came from it. I mean, who really wants to buy a ticket to go watch a play about hopelessness? Not me. Theater of the absurd provided no solutions. It just aired the grievances and it promoted despair. In reality, theater of the absurd just enabled the sense that life had no meaning and that hope was futile. So what we're seeing right now, though, with these pro-Palestinian protesters is a constant theater of the absurd, and all it does is promote more bad behavior. The left is effectively enabling bad behavior because they're scared to say no. Okay, next point. What does that mean when I say enabling bad behavior? Well, to enable something means to not only allow it, but to actually encourage it to go on. Usually you enable somebody's bad behavior when you do something like, you know, you choose to avoid the conflict, or you deal with a painful or difficult situation by trying to reduce the pain instead of dealing with the problem. We've all seen it happen. Think about this. A child throws a tantrum in Walmart, and you watch the mom who's mortified and embarrassed and hates that people are looking at her, so what does she do? She tells the child she'll buy him a toy if he'll behave. Well, the child stops screaming and gets a toy. But the child also remembers that apparently tantrums get rewarded. And just like that, mom has unfortunately enabled some bad behavior, and it only gets worse from there. So the next toy is bigger. And then the toys become bad behaviors, and then the behaviors become lifestyles, and it always gets bigger. And if no one says no, well, when tantrums are thrown by petulant children, any parent knows at that point you have a choice. You can say no, or you can rush in to give in to the petulant demands, which in the end only makes it worse. Well, everything that we have seen about the left is that tantrums beget tantrums because no one dares to tell the protesters no. Now, take those two concepts and apply them to life in the United States. Theater of the absurd portrays life as helpless, dismal, endless effort for no gain, which is exactly what the left will try to portray to you at every turn. And enabling that thought process is exactly what too many have been doing, and therefore creating the position taken by the left to always scream and act out and expect more, and so they do. And they do. And they do it over and over and over again. I mean, think this through. The basis for most of the left's argument is to tell you that things are hopeless, but they never get told no. Like, for instance, here's one. The environmental movement. All of its green energy demands. rooted in the concept that the Earth is going to die on our watch if we don't make endless streams of changes. So the politicians and the corporations and the media, they enable them and they realize they can ask for more, so they keep asking for more. It's not enough now to get celebrities to help save the whales. Now it's moved up to a multi-billion-dollar enterprise to revise the way that we cook, the way that we drive, the way that we eat. All of it funded by politicians who enable the behavior further by passing outlandish appropriations to help prop it all up. No one said no. And thus, the green energy activists were enabled to always want more, and they kept getting more. How about the transgender movement? Oh, this is a big one. How about the transgender movement? For years, it was don't ask, don't tell. We're the victims. Then the AIDS epidemic is not our fault, not our fault at all. And what an adult does in the privacy of their home, their relationships, that's not your concern. And so society enabled the gay movement, which became the LGBTQ2IA+ acronym movement, which became a movement that did away with the legal foundations for marriage between a man and a woman, which became a movement which is now acceptable to surgically alter and chemically castrate minor children. Because corporations and politicians and the media enabled them. They kept throwing tantrums, and nobody said no. And thus they were enabled to always want more. And all of it, y'all, all of it plays out before our very eyes. It's a real-life theater of the absurd. We see the absurdist mentality from the left at every turn now. There was a day when we were all Americans regardless of our day-to-day differences, but now on the world stage, the left has gone from protests at home to protests at large to bowing and apologizing for being America at all the way up to abandoning U.S. citizens and allies and resources in places like Afghanistan and others. We see it on the southern border, as the absurdist leftist policies were first soft on immigration, then they enabled some to become pursuers of so-called dreamer status. Now they're on to the point that we barely have a southern border at all. The absurd mindset of the left will tell us that the great land of opportunity that we live in is really just built on the backs of racism, ableism, extremism, intolerance, greed. And now with that behavior enabled, we have a Secretary of Transportation who's determined to fix racist roads with our tax dollars. Secretary of Defense stops all military training to root out imaginary extremists in the ranks. Time and again, the corporations, the politicians, and the media have just simply enabled bad behavior, and therefore it continues to grow as they enable it in the midst of their theater of the absurd. Well, look, the artsy movement called Theater of the Absurd, it finally died out. Not because it was a winner, mind you. It died out because it inspired people to hope or empower their dreams. No, quite the opposite. Society actually quit enabling the theater of the absurd because there's only so much ridiculous despair and victimization that most people can stand. In my opinion, it is right now well past time for the bulk of our society, that's you and me and everybody you know, to stop enabling the absurdities of the left and tell them no. There's hope. We are America. I, for one, am tired of it. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. There you have it, Theater of the Absurd. Man, I'm telling you right now, they're just going to continue to cry and have their fits and throw their tantrums. And when the left continually enables that, all they do is want more. Enabling bad behavior doesn't stop the bad behavior. All it does is give them something to want to scream more about later. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.